Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The same thing in New England and Seattle. New England had 2-3 outs at the end of the game, one in regulation, one in overtime, and then Seattle drove down for the tying field goal and then drove it 75 yards for the winning field goal in overtime. So that fourth quarter, well, that's a combination of conditioning, coaching strategy, figuring out what's going on, whatever the case might be, it's a combination. But that fourth quarter, as you said, stands alone, and you got to be able to play well to close out games in the fourth quarter in this league.
That is Bill Belichick on Coach, surrounded by literal yes men.
Correct. The definition of yes men.
Matt Patricia and
Lombardi.
Thank you. Mike Lombardi. I was just thinking to myself, it's like if Bill, where would they draw the line if Bill asked them to do something?
Oh, I don't think you want to go there.
Like,
no,
where,
I don't think you want to go
there. Where are those two drawing the line if Bill asked for something?
I mean, I think.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't go
Patricia
there.
Patricia might not.
There's no line.
There might not be a line. Lombardi, maybe. He's like, I can do. No, maybe not, though.
Yeah,
maybe
know.
Not.
Like, where do the, like, Bill asks them, he's like, hey, go pick up my dry cleaning.
Yeah.
No brainer.
No problem.
No brainer.
Probably on the way to get the food.
Fetch me a coffee.
Yeah.
Piece of, like, that's a
done.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
If I'm talking about, like, you know, lick the bottom of my shoes.
Just really humiliate them.
Yeah.
For his own enjoyment.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't think that's off the table.
Yeah. I found some gum under this table.
It depends on how bored Bill gets.
Yeah.
Is what I think what he'd make those guys do. But it's funny because he was basically just saying what happened. Like, the first half of that cut is just him being like, this is what happened. Like, three and outs.
Yeah.
Field goal. But then he drops the, you know, it's all about coach strategy in those games. Like, okay.
What an a-hole move.
So when they beat Cincinnati, there was no coach strategy to be had.
No.
But they lose to Seattle in a game that they were winning in the fourth quarter, and that's all coach strategy. That lost them the game.
And so this is my gripe. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We have Keith's Keys. You go get your keys yet?
No, next break.
Keith's Keys. Come on.
I'm keeping them warm.
Keith's Keys.
Keeping them warm.
At 1 o'clock.
Do you think...
So stay tuned for
Bill
it.
Belichick has ever asked Matt Patricia to eat a pine cone? It's like on that episode of Family Guy. Remember Lois's dad?
Yeah.
Eat the pine cone.
Eat the pine cone.
It's so bad. Eat it. Come on. For my enjoyment.
Yeah, Patricia's like, no problem. Bill's like, what else could you do?
Regular day in the fall. Go outside, get 3 pine cones.
What else would you do with the pine cone?
All
see how far
off.
You can push them? Yeah,
all
seriously.
All bets are off.
One in a million, Doc. So when it comes to the game tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill there.
Yeah.
My issue is...
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
That would be painful.
I would not wish that even on Matt Patricia. And so my issue with Bill's not wrong there. Like the analysis is not wrong. The issue is where was that the week before? Like where
was
the compliments the week before? And I don't think any of this is helping Bill. Like I think you say why not? I think Bill thinks this helps him. And I don't know how closely Jerry Jones and Jeff Lurie and even Woody Johnson, I don't know how closely they're following all of this from Bill and every single media hit he does. How could you? He's on everything, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bill believes this helps him, and I think anybody who's following it even halfway closely looks at it and says, well, you're just dumping on them when they lose and you're ignoring them when they win. I don't see how that helps.
Yeah, no, I don't either. And I just think that really nobody wanted him last year. So he was closer to the league. He had just finished the season, and nobody wanted him. He got one interview in Atlanta, and they ended up going with Raheem Morris. So, like, what number of teams would even be interested? I think we go back to the same list, be like, all right, it has to be Jerry Jones. It has to maybe be the Jets or the Bills or somebody like that convincing themselves. But the trend in the league is to hire 30-year-old guys that were a coordinator for a season. Like, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So the oldest coach in the league, you just saw the two oldest coaches leave, right? We were talking about it last week going into the Seahawks game because Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick gone. They were replaced by the two youngest coaches in the league. So I get why Bill took some of these jobs. I don't think he needed to take all of them. I get them being like, hey, Bill, don't disappear for a year because it's going to be hard to convince a team that you're still relevant or whatever.
He took that advice far too literally.
Yeah. He's like, well, I just got a call from so-and-so. Like, I'm taking that. They're like, okay. But aren't you already doing that? Well, yeah, I'm doing that. Oh, and I'm also doing that. Yeah, and then, well, I got to be over here for this.
And by the way, I'm bringing Patricia and Lombardi with me.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
But that's the other problem is if you do take 1,000 jobs, you're going to be asked, you would think about almost every game. Like, how would you not? Everywhere you go, let alone the team that you were just on, and you avoid it after they win, and you talk about it after they lose. So now we have to kind of keep tabs on this as the year goes on. If they lose tonight, is he right out there talking about the fourth quarter coaching strategy? And if they win, is he like, looking forward to the Sunday slate?
Okay, well, so that I do think Bill's in a tough spot if they win tonight because this is an island game. It's the only standalone nationally televised game the Patriots have. So the whole football-watching world tomorrow.
2.5 days to talk about it.
Tomorrow, everyone will be reacting to that game, tonight's game. So if they win, what's Bill going
to
do?
Because there's got to be, on his Sunday show, I'm sure there's a whole dedicated chunk just to the Thursday game.
Yeah. Probably. And so, but if it's a Sunday night game, Bill could ignore it and lean in on the rest of the Sunday slate. Even Monday, you can lean in on the rest of the league.
Oh, he proved he could ignore it after week one.
100%. So this one's a little more difficult, and it'll stand out if the Patriots win, and I think they will. It'll stand out, but you probably have the right answer, Keith. You said this earlier in the show.
Yeah, he can talk about it in a way where it's, if the Patriots win, it's Robert Saleh's fault.
We'll just crap on the Jets.
But specifically Saleh, because I don't think he wants to go overboard with the Jets, because I do think that's one of his possible landing spots.
That's a good theory.
So you got to rip the coach because you'd be replacing him. You don't want to go too far ripping, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, and even Aaron Rodgers, which I don't think he would anyway. He loves Aaron Rodgers. But even the young guys, because you might go there. Because remember before the Jets played the Niners week one, which was the Monday night game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did a dedicated preview to that. He was going on and on about how good Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall are, and he and Matt Patricia were like, you can't stop these guys.
Yeah.
These guys are insane.
What a duo.
So I think that would be the case. And so if the Patriots somehow, who he thinks stink, if they somehow beat the Jets, it's got to be Robert Saleh. Even if it isn't. Even if he has a clean game, like he'll find a way.
You're right. That helps him two ways. One, it potentially shoves Saleh out the door, which is probably happening no matter what, unless the Jets make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And two, he avoids talking about Jerod Mayo. Did you notice while you're talking about complimenting the Jets roster, did you notice in the Christian Gonzalez clip we played, or I don't know if it made the actual cut we played on the air, but the longer clip on the McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers complimenting Christian Gonzalez, he spoke up Bill's defense, even though Bill's not even here.
Of course.
So like,
well, they're still running Bill's defense. If it's good, it's Bill's defense. If they're not, well, they made adjustments.
Then it was Mayo and Covington.
Yeah, exactly.
Who, by the way, we'll talk to DeMarcus Covington tomorrow.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. First meeting
Friday
with the DC.
Yeah.
We had the OC last week.
So,
and then we'll have the SP or STC following week.
Is he in the mix?
Special teams coordinator.
Yes. Okay.
Jeremy Springer.
Okay.
I think that's just the rotation we're going to have.
Okay. Yeah. So that'll be week three. Our buddy JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, quick question on that.
On that what?
Jones, McAvoy.
JP, hang on.
Split.
Hang on. You broke up. What?
No, I was just wondering before the Pat's question, you were talking about your multiple personalities. Are we talking James McAvoy and split kind of personality there?
Yeah, that's 100%. Like 4 or 5.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would explain the glass and the cupcakes, maybe. So, offensive lineman. If I'm a Pats offensive lineman, at what point do you say, what the bleep? We are pro players. everybody keeps saying how bad we are. Does Mayo have to put May in at some point to give the line confidence, or else he's got to make a stronger statement? Because that's all you hear every week. The line's no good. That's why he's not putting May in.
Well, he was pretty complimentary of the offensive line after week one. He walked it back last week.
But I also think that's more of like us talking. Like, that's sort of a theory a lot of people have. But I think they could also paint it like, well, we don't think Brissett's going to turn it over. We think Drake May will. That's independent of the offensive line. So I'm sure the offensive line doesn't hear the criticism as much as like when we talk about it and callers call and talk about why Drake May isn't playing, we point to that first. But I don't think that's the case inside there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.